I want to thank you all for the privilege of being able to bring this communion meditation. Although as I start, it's going to sound kind of funny. I've discovered that as you get older, problems begin to, to multiply. And I'm going to mention a couple of them this morning that I've faced. And I think by the time we get through the meditation, you'll understand why. One is that my right eye now, after four surgeries, is, as far as reading is concerned, is virtually blind. I just can't read out of my right eye. So my left eye has to do all the work of reading. Now the second thing is that, well, I think a lot of us discover this, that as you get older, your memory begins to fade. And that's happened to me. Now, not long ago, I began thinking about what songs do I know from memory. In other words, it hurts when I have to open this eye. And if I look up at the screen to see the words, it hurts. So I wondered, what songs could I sing from memory? Not have to open that eye. Unfortunately, out of hundreds of songs that I've sung in my lifetime and enjoy and love, there's only about seven or eight that I know completely from memory. And even those I don't know completely. I may know a verse or I may know a chorus. But one of the first songs I learned in the English language was this one. By the way, I'm not going to sing. That all, my singing voice has also deteriorated. So I'm going to just simply state the words. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Now, when I was a young camper in my childhood, there was another song I learned. I still remember. It goes like this. By the way, I'm hoping that my memory won't fail me in the middle. But it goes like this. Gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Now my soul is free, and in my heart's a song. Buried in the deepest sea. Yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally. Praise God, my sins are gone. And then, as a young preacher, I came to know and especially love this hymn. Well, I am. Well, my Lord will love me forever. From him no power. Okay, I'll start that one again. Now I'll start with the right word. Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. And the last one, I learned a little later in my life, excuse me, and it's a beautiful one. I don't remember the verse, but I remember the chorus. And it goes this way. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. I can hear the trumpets sounding, and his face I soon will see. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. Praise God. He's coming for me. And when I'm by myself and I'm sort of singing that to myself, I often add these words, and for you, and for you, and for you, and for you, and yes, even for you. Well, do you get my point? Communion is a time of remembrance about Jesus. And look at the themes of those four songs. This is what makes it apropos for a communion meditation. The first theme is Jesus loves me. The second theme is my sins are gone. The third theme is now I belong to Jesus. And the last is, praise God, he's coming for me and you. Now, if you'll take your bread, the cup that contains that, and I want to read a couple of verses that are very, very familiar to you. Oh, no wonder I can't see. This is 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, verses 23 and 24. The Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's take the bread together. And then, going on to the next verse, it says, "In the same way he took the cup also, after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Let's take it together. And the next verse says this. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Then I'd like to add the words of Revelation 22:20 that says, Amen, come, Lord Jesus. We have a very valuable opportunity when it comes time to prepare to partake of the Lord's Supper. We're to do it in memory of Jesus. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Oh, Father, words fail us to try to any way to express our appreciation and our love for what you have done for us. Coming to earth, living among us, sacrificing yourself for us, and then giving us the most wonderful promise of all. Father, I pray for each person that's here, that one day each one will be able to say, praise God, he's coming for me. Amen.